Psalms 145. I will exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich to love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All you have made will praise you, O Lord. Your saints will extol you. They will tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all men may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your domination endures throughout all generations. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving towards all he has made. The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all who have bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you will give them their food in the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving towards all he has made. The Lord is near to all who call on him and to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cries and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, and all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever.
Magnificat anima mea Dominum, magnificat anima mea Dominum, magnificat, magnificat anima mea Dominum, magnificat, magnificat anima mea Dominum. I sing with all my heart, my spirit leaps for joy. Who am I that you should honor me? By your saving grace, all will call me blessed and proclaim the greatness of your name. Magnificat, magnificat anima mea Dominum, magnificat, magnificat anima mea Dominum. How great your gifts to us, how wonderful your works, with your power you strengthen all the weak. Your mercy will endure, steadfast is your love. All the faithful follow and believe. Magnificat, magnificat, anima mea Dominum. Magnificat, magnificat, anima mea Dominum. You scatter all the proud, the rich you send away. All the mighty vanish in your sight. You fill each hungry heart, raising up the least. You are hope for all who are in need. Magnificat, magnificat, anima mea Dominum. Magnificat, magnificat, anima mea Dominum. You rescue all the poor, your servant Israel. You preserve the promise long foretold. You keep your saving word, faithful is your name. Every generation sings your praise. Magnificat, magnificat, anima mea Dominum. Magnificat, magnificat, anima mea Dominum.
A reading from 1 Timothy chapter 6, beginning at verse 11. But you, man of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In the sight of God, who gives life to everything, and of Christ Jesus, who, while testifying before Pontius Pilate, made the good confession, I charge you to keep this command without spot or blame, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which God will bring about in his own time. God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see. To him be honor and might forever. Amen.
The eastern sky is already dark as the moon rises above the hills, a brilliant, radiant disk above the rolling landscape. But in the west, the sun is just setting, sinking into an expanse of the great sea on the horizon. Layers of red and orange, yellow and a somber purple create a spectacle in the western sky, with rays of light issuing from the fiery setting sun. The hills to the north and south are wrapped in the blue of twilight, their shapes blending into one another. As the sun melts with the expanse of the sea and the bands of color darken in the sky, lights of villages and towns flicker on the coastal plain below. The first stars are visible in the sky, heralding the end of another day. The hills are clothed in silence, and then voice begins, the lonely howl of a jackal at the foot of the hill. It is answered by another howl on the other side, and soon the chorus of jackals reverberates through the still air. The night has begun. The voices of the jackals come to a crescendo and then ebb away. The last howl goes unanswered. As silent shadows, they now slink through the dark. An owl silently glides across the hill and then announces its presence through a clear cry. In the east now, the moon stands well above the hills. Stars cover the dome above, shining in thousandfold splendor as they pursue their way in the sky like a flock of sheep following their shepherd. The colors in the western sky give way to a black darkness. The flickering lights of towns now no longer markers in a well-known landscape, but erratic flames in a featureless expanse. And yet, as the moon sheds its light across the land, the outline of hills, of valleys, and plains reappears, and the night seems not threatening, but awesome and inspiring. They retire to their house on the hill, for at this point they have only one response to what they have witnessed. With hoarse voices they lift their song. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall laud your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. The children turn on their bed and listen to the praise. The old sit by the fire and remember their days as they sing. And so the song continues. A night in ancient Israel, among the people who first prayed the Psalms, who trusted their God to deliver them, and who sang songs of praise and thanksgiving out of a profound gratitude for all they had received. Life was hard back then. They were farmers on steep hillsides with stony soils. They were farmers in small towns, always threatened by the greater powers. They were farmers who had to provide for their large families, gather in the harvest on time and keep it for the days of lack. They had to set aside provisions for king and country, for the powers that be that without doubt would come calling. If they failed, they had only their family to fall back upon, only their God to call upon. Theirs was not an easy life, but they were full of praise for their God, witnessed God's glory, God's provisions, and God's care in all the occupations of their life. At times, this thankfulness flowed over into these stirring songs of praise, and they proclaimed God's goodness, set their whole life within the rhythm of praise. And they did it across the centuries. For such a night might have also inspired people to sing psalms centuries later, and it still does. Today, the psalms are sung throughout the world in many landscapes, in the mountains and by the sea, in the hills and the plains, among ice and frost or in tropical rainforest. They are prayed in churches and synagogues, in cities and lonely farmhouses, in small locked rooms and large assemblies, by the bedside of the sick and in adventure camps. They are a chorus of praise across the ages, allowing generations to pour forth their adoration and thanks, to join in the symphony of worship. They make us mindful of the moments when heaven touches earth. They lift us up to God's dimension into a sense of wonder. They allow us to see the world in a new light and see the Lord at work in it. For the Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. And so my mouth will speak the praises of the Lord, and all flesh will bless his holy name forever and ever. Amen.